You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Tuesday, which means that during the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Then, during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Raison. We're going to talk about the evolutionary implications of inflammation. Inflammation is obviously there for a reason. From an evolutionary perspective, what is that reason and why is it gone awry in today's society? We're going to get into this. It's going to be a really interesting discussion, I can promise you. But let's get started right away with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Doing great. How about you?
Wonderful.
Good.
I trained today. So any day I train, I feel good. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't feel good before I train, but I always feel good after I train.
Same here, man. Once those endorphins get flowing, nothing better.
Yeah, so anyway, but we've got lots of good questions to cover today on the Blueprint Power Hour. And the first of which comes from a repeat offender, somebody who's asked a question before, Tony Fiorito. And he says, what are your thoughts on training to build sarcoplasmic hypertrophy? Some coaches have rubbished it, but in terms of maximizing hypertrophy, would you combine sarcoplasmic with myofibril training? Can you even differentiate the two?
Yeah, and I'll do that as part of my answer. But the short answer, Tony, is I do think there is merit in combining both. But for my money, a greater focus on myofibrillar hypertrophy is warranted. But first, let's talk about the two types so that we have a solid grounding. Sarcoplasmic hypertrophy is best thought of as muscle growth that manifests as a result of the muscle cell holding more fluid. And in order to get that effect, you typically have a higher volume of training that's performed with shorter rest intervals applied, 90 seconds or less between sets. In other words, incomplete intraset recovery. Now, properly fed, the body is then going to stuff more glycogen, water-attracting amino acids such as glutamine and taurine, and, of course, water itself into the muscle cell. Myofibrillar hypertrophy, on the other hand, is the actual thickening of the muscle fiber. And that type of training is characterized by heavy loads, longer rest intervals, 3 minutes or more between sets, and utilizes a very high degree of tension. I think the real question here is, right, how much of each is optimal? And my experience has been that those practicing anything north of 75% sarcoplasmic hypertrophy is not optimal because those folks tend to lose the muscle fast when they take a break or lose the quote-unquote the look as soon as their pump subsides. They look great in the gym while they're doing this, but, you know, outside the gym, it's a different story. If you take that same group, however, and apply 75% of the work to myofibrillar hypertrophy, the muscle sticks around a lot longer. Your muscles don't just appear bigger, they are bigger. So the first step in crafting a plan is to determine your somatype. Ectomorphs, naturally tall, thin people, in my opinion, need at least 75% of their training dedicated to myofibrillar hypertrophy, with some needing even more, true hard gainers. Meso and endomorphs, on the other hand, are better served experimenting with a 50-50 split, alternating in a heavy, light fashion. In other words, from one type of hypertrophy to the next. That not only leads to a better adaptation response, but the underlying tendons, ligaments, and joints get a break from the constant pounding of heavy weights when you're training, you know, exclusively on myofibrillar hypertrophy. So here's the bottom line. You need a mix of both to achieve your genetic potential. Step one is determining your somatotype, and step two is establishing a percent split for each that you want to dedicate training time to. It's my opinion that the best system to use with this is Charles Staley's escalating density training, or EDT. And the reasons are obvious. EDT affords you the opportunity to change your rest periods between sets, which then skews that particular session to your desired type of hypertrophy. It also distills the very essence of progressive overload by adding the critical component of workout density, and it's brilliant on Charles's part. A logical starting point for someone, if they're confused on the issue, would be in every other day program, day one, you'd alternate compound movements with 3 or more minutes of rest between sets, ensuring complete ATP replenishment and therefore the stimulus for myofibrillar hypertrophy. Day two would adhere to those same EDT fundamentals, but limit rest periods to 90 seconds or less between sets, because that will stimulate sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. I find 2 20-minute EDT PR zones per session optimal, working your biggest muscle groups first, then addressing the smaller muscle groups during the second 20-minute PR zone. It's a fantastic way to train. You need only strike the correct balance between both types to achieve your drug-free potential. And in many ways, it's the secret to the explosive gains that the Blueprint Army experiences, because I saw EDT for what it was when I put it together, and it plays a large part in the Blueprint. So not only do we leverage EDT, but we creatively weave in high-intensity training, loading patterns from Russia, Germany, and elsewhere, and Bill Starr's tried-and-true, or a version of it, 5x5 protocol. So that's how real drug-free muscle is grown. We've got it down to a science in the Blueprint, but, you know, for your purposes, Tony, I would highly recommend alternating days of dedicated to myofibrillar and sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, and that's how to go about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like really, really good advice, because it's a cross-section of a variety of different well-understood techniques that develop hypertrophy for different reasons. Let's go right into the next question. We'll go long on this segment. The next one comes from Luke Ebo. Really? He says, I really would like a segment on dosing. I've bought a lot of supplements that you've recommended on the Blueprint Power Hour, but I'm concerned that I'm not taking them in the right time frame or dose. I'm female and 62. I'm overweight, but in good health because I exercise regularly. My sugar, heart rate, blood pressure are good. I started listening to SHR about 6 months ago, and the show, coupled with the Blueprint Power Hour, inspired me to start a weight training program. Bravo to you. Is that right? Is that the right name, Luke Ebo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. The program considered, the program consists of 3 to 4 days of 5 minutes of weights and 2 minutes of cardio for 70 minutes. Wait, 5 minutes of weight. Oh, I guess she's doing these in bouts, 5 minutes and 2 minutes, 5 minutes and 2 minutes for 70 minutes.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah.
I use 12, 15, and 20-pound dumbbells, and I use resistance bands with the web slide. I also downloaded Convict Conditioning, and I am adding that to I'm adding what the book aspires to my workout. At least I'm going to try. So I guess these are the supplements: ubiquinol, 200 milligrams; vitamin D3, 5,000 IU's; acetyl-L-carnitine, 500 milligrams times 2; super R-alpha-lipoic acid, 300 milligrams; and 5 LOX inhibitor is what she means. 5 LOX inhibitor, 100 milligrams. Okay. What do you think?
Well, first things first, congratulations on upping your game, Luke. You know, resistance training is going to add a whole new dimension to your fat loss, anti-aging, and wellness program. the fact you've already taken the initiative to build some very solid health markers, right, your blood sugar, heart rate, blood pressure, is fantastic because that gives us a base to springboard off of.
Well, wait a minute. There's something else I want to commend, okay? This is a fantastic goal for any person, but for a 62-year-old woman, this is even a bigger applause that she deserves. And I'll tell you why, because the mainstream is telling her that she should not be doing these kind of things. If she watches television at all, people like the 3'2", 63-pound Tracy Anderson is telling her that she should be doing cardio until she starves to death, which is completely wrong. So I commend you for being a critical thinker and not being one of the caterpillars who follows the caterpillar in front of you, up the tree, and realizing that there is a better way to get this done. And that's what I applaud you for. Bravo. Fantastic. And years from now, you will be thankful that you made these decisions. But now go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
Really is. Excellent point. Mixing the weights and convict conditioning is a great idea. Right? I've espoused that many times on the show. And her off days are punctuated by plenty of cardio. Is walking one dog, let alone four, is terrific low-impact exercise. Tabata is likewise an excellent training method, though I wouldn't perform it on top of the dog walking and the weights. But here, then, are my exercise recommendations, schedule, and how best to weave it all together. Monday, I would perform your convict conditioning workouts, squats and abs. Tuesday, I would do your dog walking. In other words, a rest day with some cardio obviously mixed in. Wednesday, I would return to convict conditioning, working on the push-up and pull-up series. Thursday would be an off day, again for recovery. Friday, I would perform your 5 minutes of weights and 2 minutes of cardio circuits for 60 minutes. An hour of that is plenty. And Saturday would be off, or dog walking, if you're feeling up to it. And then Sunday, she could perform her 8-minute Tabata session. So what I've done here is craft a hybrid training week wherein you perform a manageable chunk of body weight, cardio, and traditional resistance training, and or Tabata. And she's smart to be taking advantage and mixing it up. Those are all excellent methods. Further, I have strategically positioned off days or dog walking days in between to allow for sufficient recovery. The entire body is worked with three different forms of resistance training, and progression in each discipline is ensured by virtue of the fact she's got enough recovery time. It's all of those methods are going to keep her mind and body fresh and responding to the given stimulus. With respect to your supplement protocol, it's very well thought out. This is very impressive. So let's take a closer look. On the ubiquinol, 200 milligrams, nice work. A collaborative study between Wased and Tsukuba University in Japan demonstrated beneficial effects in middle-aged and elderly women, average age is 63, following an 8-week period of supplementing with 150 milligrams per day. So you're very, very close. In terms of timing, I don't think it matters all that much. What you do want to do is make sure you take it with some dietary fat, as it improves. There's some research showing that it improves absorption. Vitamin D3, 5,000 IU, that's likely optimal during the summer when you're getting adequate sunshine. I would look to up that, maybe double it, 10,000 IU.
Well, wait a minute. I wouldn't guess. I would get blood work done. I would pay $35 for the blood test over at Life Extension Foundation to find out, and I'll tell you why. I've been taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 for the past couple years, and my most recent blood work shows that while I'm not in the gutter, I'm only at 59. I want to be at closer to 80 nanograms a deciliter. So I just upped it to 15,000 IUs. So vitamin D is one of those things that you must get it into the proper ranges. Above 50 to 80 is where the magic is for the anti-diabetic effects, for the anti-cancer effects, for all the benefits. So this is one you can't guess at. It's not because different people metabolize vitamin D differently. You may take 5,000 IUs and hit 90. Great. But you got to know that. You can't guess at it. So spend the $35 and have the vitamin D3 test done. You do it in your own home with a drop of blood go to Life Extension Foundation and order the blood test. Don't guess at it.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, right? We discussed that last week. Insofar as the acetyl-L-carnitine and the super R lipoic acid, fantastic combination. Acetyl-L-carnitine, especially when paired with RALA, superb 1-2 punch insofar as combating mitochondrial aging. Dosing is the tricky part.
Yeah.
So here, I favor 500 milligrams of ALC and 100 milligrams of RALA about 15 minutes prior to your three main meals. The reason being, a wide open blood-brain barrier is only going to help, especially with the ALC, and is optimal. The timing of RALA is also important, as it's going to assist in improving insulin sensitivity and storing more glucose as glycogen if you're eating carbs. Now, that's a bit more complex than taking 300 milligrams out of whack, but I think it's well worth the effort. You do want to ensure when you supplement with alpha-lipoic acid of any sort, at least getting 1 milligram of biotin for every 100 milligrams of RALA. So, you know, Life Extension makes a wide range of superb, you know, lipoic acid products. I would just look to split the dosage up into three separate doses instead of 300 out of whack. The 5-LOX inhibitor, I was looking for a 5-LIS inhibitor, so I was a little confused on that one. And I didn't get a chance to clarify it with her, but
100 milligrams, you know, 100 milligrams is a perfect amount of a 5-LOX inhibitor. You don't want to inhibit inflammation. You want a healthy inflammatory response. And taking 100 milligrams of a 5-LOX inhibitor once a day should do that job for you. We talked about that with Dr. Michael Smith. And it's great to combine this with betaine to help break down some of the metabolic debris that builds up in the body as well.
Yeah. And other than that, Luke, really, I need to commend you. No, you have, in terms of your supplement list here, you have really done some good homework. There's nothing superfluous here. You know, you're not throwing money down the drain on anything. I do think the way I've sketched out your training week is really going to benefit you, because when you're weaving together Convict conditioning and weight training, traditional weight training, and Tabata, you do need ample rest in between those sessions. And the way I've set it up for you, it'll give you plenty of time to recover. And grow, tone up, tighten up, and lose fat.
There you go. Great, 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 great question, great response. Okay, you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. It's brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You can get Rob's wisdom every single month in your inbox. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin today. Go to superhumanradio.com and get a free issue. Check it out for yourself. If it's not worth it, don't sign up. But if it is, show Rob some love for all the hard work he does here at the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do you do?
Today,
what do you do?
We're going to teach you some...
Okay, so stop putting toxic toothpaste in your mouth and your children's mouth. Switch to Aura MD. I did. Made from botanical oils and nothing toxic, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today to learn more and get your buy one, get one free offer not available anywhere else. This stuff is amazing. You use this stuff and people go, wow, your breath smells amazing. Women will come up to you and want to kiss you just to taste your breath. Check it out.
Some of that.
Or, I'm telling you, this stuff is unbelievable. I'll never use toothpaste again. None. I don't care. Tom's, Burt's Bees, you know, Jimmy Crack Corn. I don't care whose toothpaste comes out. This stuff is the best. It makes your teeth white. It makes your breath smell great. It makes your gums healthy. It improves the microbiome in your mouth. There are people taking probiotics just for the chewable probiotics for your mouth. You don't need it. Just get Aura MD and use it. Okay, so let's see. Mike, last name withheld by request. That's an odd last name. says, I'm 38-year-old male, training for 15 years, and feel I've maxed out my genetic potential. Long story short, I've decided to finally turn to the dark side. I love when people say that. And run a cycle of steroids. Why just one cycle? I took note of your discussion last week about the legal risks, but have a solution. I bought several bottles of methyl-1 testosterone prior to the ban, and have them on hand. I have also acquired the necessary items for post-cycle therapy, so I'm set there. I'm dead set on doing this, so no lectures, please. I got to lecture you. Worst thing that you can do is methyl-1 test, man. It's so friggin' dangerous. Go out and break the law and order something. Order some injectables. Give, don't do orals. This is, I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to piss a lot of people off. Orals are for pussies. I'm sorry, ladies. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Go out and get yourself some oils and stick it in your butt and be done with it. At least you avoid the first pass liver damage. And methyl-1 test is toxic at any dose. We all knew that. I regretted even using this stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Rob. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, he's asking for help in avoiding side effects, and asking for tips. So For those unfamiliar, methyl 1 test was sold legally in the United States until late 2004. Then it was banned and scheduled as a controlled substance, right, in early 2005. It was unquestionably the most powerful product of that genre ever sold, being described that used both as Anadrol heavy duty. Bear in mind, Anadrol comes in 50 milligram tabs and are called A-bombs for a reason. Methyl 1 test, on the other hand, was sold in 5 to 10 milligram tabs, first by Legal Gear, but later by Gisperi and other companies. Just prior to the ban, one supplement company, who I won't mention, had the audacity to run a batch of 50 milligram tabs for those looking to stock up. So I'm hoping you don't have those. It's incredibly toxic compound, as you said, even in some lower doses.
Well, not only that, let's talk about also the sense of malaise. You feel sick. You feel like you have a flu. You get back pumps just getting out of a chair. That cramp. You get muscle cramps. And granted, you put on a pound a day. That was the big allure. Oh, I put on a pound. And then as soon as you come off, guess what happens? You lose 2 pounds a day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's methyl 1 test or 17 alpha alkylated 1 test is simply that, the methylated version of the parent hormone, 1-testosterone. And while that results in much greater bioavailability, it also presents some problems. On the plus side, it doesn't convert in any meaningful way to estrogen. It's highly anabolic and moderately androgenic. For example, when compared to orally administered methyl testosterone, it's 910 to 1600% as anabolic and 1 to 220% as androgenic. That should give you some idea as to how powerful it is. It also gives us a clue as where to start insofar as protecting the liver and its downstream effects. Your HDLs are going to go into the single digits. High blood pressure is the result of all this weight gain.
Within the first couple days, you'll have high blood pressure. You'll have nosebleeds. You'll complain about headaches. I mean, it's nasty stuff.
You know, being his first foray into androgens, I would start with just 5 milligrams to see how you react. I'm betting he's going to see explosive gains on such a small amount. As you pointed out prior, it's not uncommon at all to gain a pound a day for the first 2 weeks on the stuff, with corresponding increases in size. For some odd reason, strength gains, from the feedback I read, didn't seem to keep pace.
And you know why that is? Because this is sarcoplasmic uptake. This is fluid being pulled into the muscles. And so what happens is, when you come off, the fluid comes out of the muscles, and you end up where you started.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is not a good idea. If you want to go to the dark side, you're going to the silly side. Go to the dark side. Order something, get something from a friend, get some testosterone cypionate, run 500 milligrams a week for 12 weeks, and watch your body change. And it won't be near as risky as taking methyl 1 test. Your liver, once you damage your liver, that's it. That's it, okay? You're going to suffer for the rest of your life. Don't do it. You're better off using oils and injecting it.
Yeah. Now, that being said, let's talk about what he can do to protect himself. One of the most overlooked things, especially when you're wading into the waters of a compound like this, is getting your heart and lungs in shape prior to your cycle. And that means lots of cardio, preferably of the HIIT variety, high-intensity interval training, but also some lift sessions mixed in. So, I mean, think about it. If you're gaining a pound a day, sometimes more, the heart and lungs are going to struggle to keep up. Just walking around becomes a chore. And those that don't increase their cardiovascular capacity are in for a rude awakening. In terms of supplements, I'm going to recommend the following, and they're worth every penny given the compound you're going to use. You would be wise to have these on hand before you start your cycle. Thermolife makes a product called Liver Longer, and this is TUDCA, or Toro Urso Deoxycholic Acid. It's the best liver protection around that I've seen, and it aids in the production of bile to remove toxic metabolites, and it ensures you're breaking down fat, which is going to help prevent fatty liver disease. It also helps to protect the liver against cell death. secondly, I would look into sesame. I talked about it last week, and it does it all. It's out there for pennies on the dollar today, and if I were to pick just one protective agent to run, sesame would be it. It not only raises HDL cholesterol, it lowers LDL, or the bad cholesterol, protects the liver and the kidneys and nearly every bodily organ. You want to have four 1,000-milligram caps standardized for 500 milligrams of sesame lignans. That should do you right. And then finally, you want to get yourself a blood pressure cuff, if you don't already have one, and some celery seed extract to have on hand. Now, everyone should know their blood pressure. And these cuffs, there's no excuse. I mean, these cuffs are readily available at any corner drugstore, and they don't cost a lot. Celery is a natural diuretic, and you're looking, if you're going to get the capsules or the pills, you're looking for an extract standardized to at least 85% of something called 3NB. N as in Nancy, B as in boy. One of its actions is lowering blood pressure by virtue of the fact that it relaxes blood vessels. And that particular compound first came to scientists' attention when researchers at the University of Chicago Medical Center identified it as the factor in celery responsible for its blood pressure lowering effects. And that was prompted by the father of one researcher who, after eating a quarter pound of celery every day for 1 week, saw his blood pressure drop from 158 over 96 to 118 over 82, which is a drastic difference. Here's the final word. Methyl 1 test is nothing to take lightly. The compound is exceedingly powerful, and it is the very definition of instant gratification. It comes with some serious side effects that need to be respected and addressed, and the trio of Tudka, sesame, and celery seed extract is about as good as I can do for you from a preventative standpoint. Finally, if you're going to go through with this, I would highly recommend having blood work done before and after the cycle. And that cycle, by the way, I would keep short on the order of about 3 weeks. For all its toxicity, there does exist a small minority of people that I've heard from and seen blood work on that tolerate it. Whether or not you're one of those people, though, can only be determined by getting a snapshot of what's going on inside of your body. So if you plan on running future cycles, that blood work will be worth its weight in gold, insofar as what you'll know what it's doing to you and hopefully whether the protective measures you're taking are working. But I'm 100% on board with you. I mean, this guy should be pursuing, ideally, you know, hormone replacement therapy, a legal option, and an injectable, because as much as needles push a phobia in most people, injectables are infinitely safer than these methylated oils.
There's guys out there that are running injectables for 20, 30 years with no problems. You can't run orals for 20, 30 years with no problems. You end up with liver failure. You end up with dyslipidemia. You end up with problems with your heart. You know, orals are nasty. They're nasty, 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 nasty. They're easy way out. Young kids like them because they don't have to stick needles in their butts. And when I say young kids, I'm talking about in their 20s and so on. They're like, oh, I don't have to fool around with the needles. I can just take orals. And it almost relinquishes the quote unquote dangers of all of the dangers associated with anabolic steroid use are isolated to the orals. Yeah. None of the dangers purported about anabolic steroid use have anything to do with the injectables. Think about that. Think about that. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I know there's a lot of people probably pissed off at what I just said just now about, you know, go get yourself some oils and inject it. But it's the truth. If you're going to do it, if I can't talk you out of doing it, then go the safe way.
Right.
You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. And supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-
437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, Malaise, Melancholia, and Madness, the evolutionary legacy of inflammatory bias. When we look at inflammation from an evolutionary perspective, it has a purpose. What the hell is going on with it now? Okay, that's later in the show. Next question comes from Greg Geldart. I recently picked up a second job, and between work, home, and other responsibilities, have little time to train. This is a sad truth right here.
Yeah.
Management at my other job keeps ratcheting down my hours during the summer, so there's a good chance I'll have some time in the not-too-distant future to train frequently. Then when things pick up again, it's back to infrequent training. My question is there anything I can do to take advantage of this training-wise, this up and down, I guess, pattern of frequency?
Yeah, and, you know, it's becoming more and more common, right, with people losing jobs left and right, and to compensate, they're picking up multiple part-time jobs, anything they can to fill the void. So having said that, there's always a way, and in this case, a golden opportunity to make such scheduling work for you versus against you. It's called accumulation and intensification training. So let's talk a little bit about that. During stretches when you have a lot of time to train, the accumulation phase dominates. And here, what we're talking about is pushing things to the very edge of overtraining, meaning training as frequently as possible, in some cases, two-a-days, two short sessions. Much depends, though, on the recovery's, on the trainee's recovery capacity. But these short bursts, ideally 2 weeks in length, are designed to ramp up the body's adaptive energies. And once at an apex, you then back off, and the intensification phase dominates. And that phase is characterized by less frequent sessions, cutting the volume at least in half, and focusing on heavier weights and lower reps. So a typical accumulation schedule might look like this over a two-week time frame. Monday, you're going to work chest, shoulders, and tris, two sessions a day, one in the AM and the other in the PM. AM workout is devoted to big compound movements in the 6 to 10 rep range with no less than 6 sets per muscle group. You want to rest 90 seconds in between sets or less. Now, to keep things fresh, I like picking a different compound movement for the total of 4, for example, on chest, shoulders, and tris, provided gym traffic allows. The PM session, that's dedicated to a similar set and rep spread, although more isolation movements are used and the rep range gets jacked up into the 10 to 12 area, 10 to 12 range. Tuesday, legs back and buys, again, two sessions a day, mirroring Monday's recommendations. Wednesday, you're back to chest, shoulders, and tris again, but this time you're reversing the order that the exercises are performed, meaning tris, shoulders, and chest. And you're going to find this stimulating, not just mentally, but physically as well. Same advice applies to the PM workout. Thursday is your first off day after 3 days in a row. And then Friday, it's back to biceps, back, and legs again, two sessions a day with the same set rep recommendations. Note, however, that I once again reverse the order of exercises. Saturday, it's back to chest, shoulders, and tris in that order, again performing two-a-days. And then Sunday is off. You repeat that for one more week, at which point your body's adaptive energies should be quite high, meaning if given the opportunity, you'll supercompensate and grow much larger and stronger. And this is where the intensification phase comes in. Okay? They would now, instead of continuing to, which would just result in gross overtraining, we're going to pull back and we're going to let the body supercompensate. Here's what intensification looks like. You're going to be training just once a day, two or three times a week. I actually do better on twice a week. Now, that doesn't sound like much, and it isn't, which is the point. Ideally, the workouts, if you're doing two a week, are performed on Tuesdays and Fridays, such that the body has plenty of time to play catch-up and grow. So on Tuesdays, you'd be working chest, shoulders, and tris using compound movements in a lower rep range, 4 to 6 rep range. A total of 3 work sets, half of what was used during accumulation, is performed, resting at least 3 full minutes between sets. It's a much heavier workout, the pace is a lot slower, but the central nervous system needs that time to be reacquainted with the heavy iron. Friday are going to be legs back and buys, using compound movements again in the 4 to 6 rep range, and 3 work sets again with at least 3 minutes of rest in between sets. The intensification phase, in my experience, can be milked for up to 4 to 6 weeks, depending upon how severe your accumulation phase was. It's a fine line. Most people realize stunning leaps in size and strength during week 2 of intensification, and it just continues to snowball from there. Now, you should, of course, perform cardio on off days during intensification. You likely won't need them during accumulation. And you need to do that to keep your heart and lungs in shape. Likewise, general physical preparedness exercise like sled dragging, sledgehammer work, etc., can be used in between workouts if you're getting antsy. Why accumulation and intensification works really is no mystery. It adheres to Dr. Han Seil's gas principles, which, if you're not familiar with, certainly worth the read. So give that a shot, Greg. I'm confident you're going to find what many others have. It's a great way to kind of roll with life's punches and other demands and work with your physiology to grow a lot of new muscle. It is a fantastic plateau buster in its own right, and it should be in every trainee's arsenal.
We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss the Blueprint Tip of the Day with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You can get a free sample copy of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day. Political correctness, cutting corners, and healthcare costs. The damage is done, and what can we do about it now? And this is really an important topic because we can't talk about obesity without offending obese people. And if we can't talk about obesity, how are we going to address the problem?
Yeah, I'm going to rant a little about this, but I'm going to bring it back to the superhuman nation in the end, so bear with me. Right now, last Sunday was Father's Day, and I enjoyed it by spending time with my dad and Nicholas Maximus, my son. Imagine my surprise, though, when my 7-year-old son brought home a flyer from his school wanting to know if I could attend Great Guy Day. Yes, that's how stupid political correctness is.
So, in other words, it's not Father's Day because a lot of kids don't have fathers anymore.
Right. Apparently, the word father is offensive, so we have Great Guy Day instead. The message to the kids, who needs a father when you can have a great guy in your life?
Wow.
Stupid. All right. Now, I thought I escaped this stupidity when I punched out of corporate America, right, where political correctness had risen to dizzying heights. But it's inescapable today, at least in the United States. God forbid you offend anyone. So we have all sorts of code words designed to protect sheeple who might otherwise be offended. And it's going on in kids' sports, too. In stark contrast to life itself, these games that the kids are playing are carefully designed to not have any winners or losers. There's no thrill of victory, and there's no agony of defeat, because God forbid you experience any agony. It just might light a fire under your ass to better yourself. Instead, we are raising a generation of sissies that are in for a rude awakening once they leave school and walk out into the real world. Because in the real world, people compete for jobs, spouses, money, love, success, just about everything worth having. There for sure are winners and losers, and many a poor sap raised under politically correct schools get traumatized by the agony of defeat when they can't compete, because they never had to. So they never learned what it takes to be successful. And by dumbing the kids down, we have robbed them of the skills needed to compete in a global economy. Namely, hard work, smart work, and the ability to think critically. Now, let's get out into the real world, right, like I did. The cowards that run the Fortune 100 companies continue this charade with their greed and cutting corners. I know, because I worked for them. I'm talking about offshoring American jobs to places like India, China, Malaysia, and my favorite, the Philippines. Let me give you an example. When I worked at the insurance factory, the big shots came up with a brilliant idea. They fired a few thousand hardworking Americans and sent their jobs to Manila in the Philippines. Since many a prospective American customer wasn't a fan of said offshoring, management found a sneaky way around it. When questioned if we offshored American jobs, I was told to reiterate this lie. Oh, no, no. We'd never do that. Now, we do have a small contingent of workers in the Philippines, but they're a U.S. territory, you see? So it's not like we're sending Americans up to China or India. Right. Forget the fact that they paid these people absolute peanuts, provided no benefits, and got what they paid for. Absolute crap work, at least in my experience. And guess who gets a big, fat bonus at the end of the year for axing these thousands of hardworking Americans and sending their job to the Philippines? Yep, the big shots. It's called expense reduction oversight at big shot meetings. It kind of takes the sting out of firing people, causing them to lose their homes and ruining their lives. So this goes out to all you CEOs, CFOs, and EIEIOs sitting in the corner office. You know who you are. You're all cowards. Closer to home, you may have noticed the dearth of hardcore gyms that are left. There's an easy explanation for that. It's called Planet Fitness and their judgment-free zone. Because at the end of the day, how do you compete with $10 a month? You can't. Even the mighty Gold Gym, perhaps the most famous name in the world, has changed their name. The last one I visited is now called Club Fitness, complete with a daycare facility and a banner that reads, "We're family friendly." All the power racks have been removed and most of them replaced by Smith machines, less threatening Cybex equipment, and signs that read, "No deadlifts." I texted you one. If you take things too far, for example, lifting heavy, and say Planet Fitness, they go so far as to sound a lunk alarm, and management will come out for a very public admonishment in the dangers of hard work. So let's be clear about this. Political correctness, corporate greed, and cutting corners has brought this country to knees. A once great nation of hardworking men and women has been reduced to a sissified state that grows more and more dependent upon federal, state, and local government every day. The question is, what can you, as an individual, do about it? Right?
Yeah.
It's poison. First, take responsibility for your own health. Many of you already have, which is a fortunate thing, because as much as big government wants you to believe otherwise, they can't do it for you. In fact, we don't have a healthcare system in this country. We have a sick care system. Any and all efforts aimed at preventing disease before it starts are on you. And the medical orthodoxy is ignorant and, in my experience, frankly opposed to such measures. Your health is your most precious gift. And the information you're privy to here every week is absolutely free. Take advantage of it, because big government sure isn't going to sing this tune. They want you to be sick, because getting sick means being dependent. It means money for your primary care physician, who will refer you to a specialist buddy of his, who will then in turn order lab work for certain Quest Diagnostics and other labs around the country. And then finally, at the end of the road is Big Pharma, because there's a pill for everything. It's one big scam, folks, designed so everybody gets their cut. Everyone, that is, except for you. Second, spread the word. Social media is a powerful tool to make others aware of things like the horrors of genetically modified food and government tyranny against our own farmers. At the opposite end of the spectrum, you can spread the word about how physical culture can empower people. There's this notion out there that great health comes from the medical establishment and your doctor. Nothing could be further from the truth. That power resides in each and every person listening, and you sowing the seeds to those willing to listen. Your family, coworkers, friends, and friends of friends, engage all of them. Some won't listen, but some will. It's the ones that will that'll allow us to win this war one person at a time. The stakes in this game are high. How high? Healthcare costs are set to bankrupt this nation if we don't take action. America spent $2.6 trillion, with a T, on healthcare last year. About one in every $6 went into the healthcare system. A third of that spending, a full $750 billion, did nothing to make anyone healthier. And that's the big takeaway from an Institute of Medicine report out last Thursday, which took an in-depth look at our healthcare spending problem. Bottom line, political correctness, corporate America, big government, and big pharma are the problem. And you, as part of the superhuman nation, are part of the solution. Next time you log onto Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, do consider spreading the good word in some form or fashion. It takes just seconds and might save not only someone's life, but a nation, and someday, the world.
Bravo. Good stuff right there, really. And later today, though, something that Rob mentioned here about pesticides, GMOs, and all that sort of stuff. A study was just published, and it'll be available on my website after today's show, that shows that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Ready Roundup, actually causes breast cancer cells to grow even in the absence of estrogen, because it has an estrogen-like effect and it attaches to the estrogen receptor. This is scary stuff. This is scary for women out there who are undergoing breast cancer treatment. If your lawn care guy is using Roundup on your front lawn, say goodbye to success of your treatment. And another study just released shows, of 18 countries in Europe tested, the number of people who have Roundup in their urine, glyphosate in their urine, is unbelievable. Both of those studies will be available on my, this is a sad day. It really, really is. And we can't talk about any of this stuff without offending people and being politically correct.
Yeah. So,
Rob, thanks so much for, all that you do for the Blueprint Power Hour, man.
Thanks for having me, brother. Okay. Listen, have a great week, okay?
You too. And, we'll see you next week, okay?
You got it.
All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Rayson as we talk about the evolutionary purposes of inflammation and what we need to understand about it in order to help the population today. We'll be right back.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
It was a moonlit night. Old Mexico.
Oh, wow.
I walked alone.
Okay.
Adobe hussy.
The topic now is malaise, melancholia, and madness, the evolutionary legacy of inflammatory bias. And I'm joined by Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Raisan. How are you, Dr. Miller?
Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. And Dr. Raisan?
Yeah, doing fine.
Fantastic, fantastic. First of all, what made you even look at inflammation, the inflammatory process, and its evolutionary purposes and beginnings?
You want to start, Andy?
Why don't you start that one off?
All right. So, you know, my interest, I think, in this topic arose from the fact that, you know, if you look at, well, let me back up for a second. So Andy and I have for a number of years studied inflammation and the fact that if people develop inflammation in their bodies, they're much more likely than they would be otherwise to get depressed. And so we know that inflammation is one of the things that can drive depression. And so depression is a very interesting thing because in our world, depression is such a problem, and it reduces what I would call evolutionary fitness, one's ability to both reproduce but to really survive and to prosper in life so
right.
powerfully that it's really an intriguing fact that the genes for depression are very common. And so lots of people have wondered, why would the genes for this disorder be so common when the disorder appears to be so costly? There must be something about depression that provides a compensation for
let's be clear about something. Everything that we have developed under evolutionary selection pressures was done by necessity. There was a purpose for it.
Yes, I think that's right. Most things. That's my bias. Exactly. So we set out to look at... So I guess the point is that most people that have addressed the question try to find social explanations for why depression might be helpful. We realized that because of this inflammatory link, maybe depression is so common, and maybe the genes for it are so common because it helped people in ancestral environments survive or avoid infection. And that was really what launched our interest in trying to understand what inflammation had to do with why the evolution of depression, and how did it fit with the evolution of surviving, attacks by pathogens. Because we forget today in the modern world that before the last 100 years or so, nearly everybody who ever lived died of infection, and 50% of humans were dead by age 15, almost always from infection. So the ability to survive and to deal with infectious agents has been the primary evolutionary driver in human societies for, you know, many hundreds of thousands of years.
Right.
And we don't tend to think that way in psychiatry, but once you begin to think that way, you realize that there's these amazing set of interconnections that support this idea that maybe depression is so common because it has something to do, or it had something to do with helping people survive infection.
Or is depression a byproduct that tells the species, you shouldn't be procreating right now because you're sick, we have to manage? Because one of the things that I've learned about evolution is things that are dangerous to the species also shut down the urge to have offspring. Sometimes spontaneous sterility or lack of desire and libido that many of us think is something that should be discussed in GQ is actually an evolutionary mechanism to say, you know what, now's not a time for you to raise children. You can't even take care of yourself right now.
Well, yeah, I think that's an excellent point. And I think that's where you see this link between depression and inflammation. And as Dr. Raisan was pointing out, inflammation plays a key role in terms of our ability to fight infection. But inflammation is a process that takes a tremendous amount of energy. And in order to provide that energy to the immune system to fight infection, there have to be certain behavioral changes that go along with the process that allow the energy to be shunted to the immune system. And some of those behavioral changes are basically to hole up in the cave, if you will, and shut down your motor activity, shut down your exploratory activity, certainly shut down your social activity. And all of those factors allow your energy resources to be shunted to fighting infection, wound healing, mounting a fever, all of the things that are essential. And just to make a quick point here,
please,
we see that the inflammatory response and the behavioral response are really part and parcel of the same thing. And that's why you see this overlap between the genes for depression and the genes that are related to the immune system.
Okay, so and let's stay with you, Dr. Miller. Is there, aside from the the extrinsic benefit that inflammation begets, the healing process, if you will, in that it shuts you down so that you can shunt all of your energies to these necessary processes of overcoming infection, for instance. Is there also an intrinsic effect of inflammation on the process of ridding the body from infection, or is it simply that it puts you in a state that your body can then deal with the infection?
Well, I mean, as far as the immune system is concerned, an immune system that is ramped up and which is basically what inflammation is. Inflammation is an activated immune system that is more capable of ridding the body of a variety of pathogens. The activated immune system is basically what is required to first kill and eliminate a pathogen in the body, whether it be a bacteria, parasite, or a virus, and at the same time initiate the wound healing process. So the intrinsic value of an activated immune system is really to do the business of dealing with infection or wounding and cleaning up the mess, if you will.
Okay.
And the behavioral part is really just to support that process and allow the energy resources to be shunted.
Okay, so now let's look at individuals. My audience, we are huge fans of physical culture. Many of us train with very, very heavy resistance training, heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, and these types of events, these training sessions, beget their own form of inflammatory response in order for the protein synthetic response to occur and the body to upregulate and prepare for the next training session by overcompensating. Now, is there a hormetic effect to this type of enticing inflammation, if you would, where you are performing certain things that would stimulate, for lack of better terms, a healthy inflammatory response? Does that then have any effect on mental status as well?
I can speak to that.
Please.
A little bit.
Because, please, Dr. Raison.
You know, it's true. I mean, all forms of exercise activate certain arms of the immune system. But one of the things that at least a couple of studies have suggested is that exercise doesn't exactly activate the immune system the same way that, say, a pathogen would. So, you know, there's a cascade of chemicals that get released. And two of the very prominent ones, one's called tumor necrosis factor alpha, or
right.
We just call it TNF. The other is called interleukin-6 or IL-6, and there's some data suggesting that, well, okay, so if you get infected, the first thing that gets kicked up is this TNF-alpha, and along with another one called IL-1, it activates all this stuff, and IL-6 gets produced downstream from there. There's some studies suggesting that when you exercise, you don't get the TNF activation, but you get the IL-6 activation. And although elevated IL-6 levels are bad news when they're chronic, I mean, there's no doubt about that. There's all sorts of data linking them with bad health outcomes. What you see when you exercise, the study I'm thinking of is actually more an aerobic exercise, but you see this, you don't see the activation of TNF, but you see this sort of spike in IL-6. And it's a spike and it goes away, and I think the idea there is that there is a sort of hormetic situation where, you know, you are you see this. Well, you know, you see the same thing with say the cardiovascular system when you exercise. You know, when you exercise, of course, it looks just like a stressor, but then you get a reduced stress-like profile at rest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fair amount of data. Again, I think more of it with aerobic exercise, but the people that regularly exercise have lower basal levels of these inflammatory markers, so that it's sort of that same idea that you overshoot and then you get a compensatory downregulation. And there's at least one study from Andrew Steptoe's group in Europe suggesting that folks that exercise also get a sort of cross-reactive anti-inflammatory effect in response to psychological stress. They did a study showing that folks that were physically fit, if you put them in a lab psychological stressor, had less of an inflammatory response.
And interesting.
So, there may be, you know, that's what's sort of interesting, very interesting to me personally, is this idea that there may be some transference of protective effect from certain types of physiologic stressors, which may then help you better cope with psychological stressors that seem to be more pro-inflammatory, and as Dr. Miller was sort of indicating, may be so, because traditionally, across human evolution, those types of psychological stressors we're more likely to signal a danger of impending wounding. So it's maybe more of a hardwired response to respond to those sorts of things in ways that are more deleterious now in the modern world.
Well, and obviously this discussion could potentially be a game changer in the way depression is treated. I want to talk about that on the other side of the break for a moment. We're talking about a recent study, Malaise, Melancholia, and Madness, the Evolutionary Legacy of Inflammatory Bias. We're talking with Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Raison. This is Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, you pale and sick of charge, you're deaf and little reckless. I've been walking home a crooked mile.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200. Including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Tryptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Raison. We're talking about the evolutionary legacy of inflammatory bias. So, Dr. Miller, does this change the discussion when we look at treating depression or major depressive disorders with things like SSRIs? There's a lot of research out there that shows that things like fish oil may help mitigate depression in some individuals who respond to it. And fish oil is known to have omega-3, which is also known to be an anti-inflammatory agent. It could be that that's how it works. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just to talk a little bit about the trial that we did in patients with major depression, we actually administered patients with depression a drug that blocks inflammation and found that in the subgroup of individuals who had depression and high levels of inflammation, that they actually responded to the anti-inflammatory drug, which gives us a sense that there is a cause and effect relationship between inflammation and the development of depression. And that sort of opens up the door to any number of approaches and strategies that people might take to reduce inflammation in their bodies. And of course, that would include both exercise, as we talked about, as well as diet. And there are a number of dietary supplements and dietary parts of one's natural diet that can reduce inflammation. And these range from the omega-3 fatty acids, which have been shown not only to reduce inflammation, but also to have some anti-depressant activity. Interestingly, the Mediterranean diet, we actually have published data showing that people who have a diet that is more close to the Mediterranean diet with a lot of fish and olive oil have reduced levels of the molecule interleukin-6, which Dr. Raison was talking about before, and actually have lower levels of depression. So clearly there are implications for, I think mostly in terms of diet and exercise, the prevention of depression, and maybe we need a little bit more potent anti-inflammatory agents in individuals who are depressed and have high levels of inflammation. And I should make just one point very quickly.
Please.
That not all depressed patients have increased inflammation with their depressions. It's about a third.
Well, obviously, treating symptoms is a tricky thing. The reason that one person has a symptom and the reason that another person has a symptom can be quite varied. And so, obviously, it's important to understand why an individual may present, let's say, with depression. We also know that sometimes the only early symptom of Parkinson's disease is not changes in motor coordination, but the onset of severe depression. And Parkinson's disease has been associated with some sort of inflammatory response within the substantia nigra. Again, one of the problems with I think what consumers expect from science is the silver bullet. And unfortunately, sometimes one person needs a silver bullet, the other person needs a knife and fork, and yet another person needs a hammer to solve their problem. And that's the real issue here, I think. But this is good information. So now let's talk a little bit about the current status of the American population thanks to the Western diet. We just did a show Monday, June 3rd, showing that grains cause inflammation. The things that are in the grains that are designed to protect the genetic materials of seeds are anti-nutrients that cause inflammation in the body. So we see a diet that is begets chronic inflammation in the United States. Is there a possibility that a lot of depressive conditions are resulting simply from this diet and the onset of obesity, which leads to chronic inflammatory response in the body? We can go to Dr. Raison for that.
I personally think that the data for that has gotten more compelling over the last 10 years or so. It's the kind of thing that I didn't tend to believe 10, 15 years ago that I actually do believe now. You know, so there have been a couple of large prospective epidemiologic studies, a couple done in Australia, looking at dietary patterns, in addition to what Dr. Miller was talking about the Mediterranean diet, where they basically looked at what people were eating, measured their depression scores, and then sort of followed them for 5 years, adjusted for how depressed they were when they started, and found that that it really the culprit was it was processed food, right? So
right.
In a couple of big studies, they didn't show, for instance, they looked at people that were closer to like a very hardcore vegetarian diet. They didn't see that that was protective, but what they saw was that if you're eating junk food to any big degree and eating this sort of prototypical bad Western diet, you get a pretty robust increased risk of depression over and above how depressed you are now. So I think, yes, absolutely, and I think from an anthropologic perspective, there's pretty good evidence, as you say, that agriculture, you know, that the products that emerge from agriculture have had within them things that are pro-inflammatory and probably not as healthy for human beings as the type of diet we were eating prior to that, which of course makes sense. We evolved to eat that prior diet, and we've sort of gamed the system that way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. We evolved. We evolved under access to certain foods.
Yeah,
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I just said this yesterday too when we were talking about. We got onto the whole vegan vegetarian thing. The problem with vegans and vegetarians is they think that as long as they're not eating animals, they're eating healthy, and nothing could be farther from the truth. The other side of that is there's nothing on this planet was put here to be food other than mother's milk.
Yeah,
everything
right.
on this planet has the same challenges that you and I have, and that is to survive and to procreate, to continue the species. So we have things that can bite, fight, and run as protection. And then we have things that can't bite, can't fight, and can't run. And those have protective mechanisms, in my humble opinion, are more insidious and more dangerous. I'd rather eat something that its protective mechanisms are its ability to fight, bite, or run. Because once I've killed it, then the flesh of that animal does not have yet intrinsic things in it that are going to kill me. But when you eat seed products that are the genetic material for the continuation of a species, like soy, the phytoestrogens in soy were not put there by God so that we could benefit from them for postmenopausal women. They're put there as anti-nutrients so that animals that ate a lot of it, their mating cycles went off, they had fewer offspring, and they basically wiped themselves out eating the soy, so the soy wins. And so, for me, I think that the foods that can fight, bite, or run are better choices to eat. But unfortunately, that's not a popular mantra today with the whole vegan, vegetarian movement, forks over knives, and everything else out there. Because of the anti-nutrients, the lectins, and all these other things that we see now clearly cause a terrible response in the body.
Yeah, and I think it's some people more than others too. I mean, I think that's the other point is that one of the reasons why perhaps, so some people are much better at tolerating a Western diet than others, you know, depending on their early environmental programming and genes and stuff. But especially for people that are vulnerable, I think the evidence that, and you mentioned obesity, once people begin to get obese, then it's not just a dietary thing. Fat cells and the macrophages that get involved with fat cells themselves then become very pro-inflammatory. So then you're getting this kind of double whammy where if you're eating foods that are pro-inflammatory in themselves, and now you've developed a body phenotype that's also driving inflammation. And there's very powerful evidence that obesity is a predictor of subsequent depression.
Dr. Miller, you wanted to say something after my little...
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment about the microbiome and the bacterial populations that are present in the gut. And I think a lot of that is dependent, obviously, on diet.
Right.
And there is some suggestion that certain types of diets that are heavy in grains may influence the permeability of the gut to bacteria, and once this bacteria can enter the bloodstream, the body will have an inflammatory response to that bacteria. And actually, they've done studies in rats where they treated the rats with high dose antibiotics to basically clear the bacteria out of the gut, and then stress those rats and found that those rats no longer had an inflammatory response to stress. Because there was no bacteria to translocate. So we understand that at some level that the inflammatory response to a psychological stressor may in part be related to what's going on in your gut. And so what's in your gut is related to your diet. And so all of these sort of things connect at some level in terms of what you put in your mouth.
This is really interesting, and I'll tell you why. Because several months ago we talked about a heavy bout of resistance training. And when we talk about resistance training on this show, we're talking about powerlifters who are lifting, you know, moving tens of thousands of pounds in a session. And it can actually reduce the effectiveness of glutamine uptake into the system, because it ends up getting used up by the stomach as a response, because that heavy stress puts such stress on the microbiome and the gut that the gut takes all the glutamine first, because it needs to rebuild that mucosal barrier there.
Right.
So that's really interesting. All right, look, we have to take a commercial break. I've got lots of other questions. We're talking right now with doctors Andrew Miller and Charles Raison. We're talking about the evolutionary legacy of inflammatory bias. When we come back, we're going to talk about inflammatory bias itself. I want to better understand what the doctors mean when they talk about inflammatory bias. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market. The body's ammunition. And Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with
the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You'll want to read my blog later. Two good studies were just released. One shows glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, induces human breast cancer cell growth even in the absence of estrogen. And a second one shows that in 18 countries in the European Union that were tested, the urine of civilians, high levels of glyphosate. The takeaway of this is women who are suffering from breast cancer and undergoing estrogen blockade need to be aware if there is Roundup being used on their lawns or if they live in rural communities. This is really an important discussion. And keep in mind that Roundup is used almost exclusively on genetically modified crops to further that discussion. Okay, so we're talking with Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Raison. We're talking about the evolutionary legacy of inflammatory bias, how inflammation affects, really, mental status as well. When you talk about, Dr. Miller, inflammatory bias, what exactly do you mean?
So what we're talking about is the fact that because it was so important to have a vigorous and aggressive immune response in ancestral times as humans were evolving to fight infection, to fight pathogens, that those individuals with the most aggressive genes related to the immune system would be those ones who are most likely to survive.
Right.
And therefore, we as a species now have these genes. And I'll add something that I found fascinating is that once human species started to move towards Europe and Asia, they encountered a whole host of new pathogens, and interestingly, there was interbreeding between humans and subhuman species, Neanderthals.
Right.
Such that when you look at the human genome, you see the Neanderthal genes sitting in areas that are associated with the immune system and are associated with a vigorous immune response, especially to viruses that these migrating humans would have begun to encounter that they'd never had encountered before and obviously would be very vulnerable to. So by interbreeding with Neanderthals, they sort of got a little bit of an immune boost, if you will, to deal with this new set of pathogens that they encountered on their way towards spreading throughout the world.
So this is acquired immunity, acquired immune system changes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And here we sit and we laugh about the Neanderthals, right? Those, you know, us guys, when we were in high school at least, girls used to call some of us Neanderthals because we were insensitive. Who knew the Neanderthals were so important?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe. There you go. So clearly, this inflammatory response was a genetic gift at a time, but now has become a genetic deficit. So what happens? Whoever wants to jump in on that.
I mean, we probably both answer that. I mean, a number of things happened, and they're oddly interlocking in ways that are some good, some bad. But, I mean, the first major thing that happened was that, you know, starting in the late 1800s and really into the 20th century, there was this big, big development in certain parts of the world, industrialized societies, in hygienic practices that really cut the rate of especially childhood infections, because that's when most people, that's your big risk factor for death from infection. And so all of a sudden, you had this huge reduction in the selective pressure that is placed on humans by infectious agents. Mm-hmm. Of course, antibiotics in the mid-20th century contributed to that development. But so all of a sudden, you know, the benefit of this inflammatory bias gets markedly reduced. And so now you begin to pay the price of inflammation, because especially what we call the innate immune system, this more ancient, non-selective, very rapid, powerfully inflammatory response. You know, it's sort of a shotgun approach to things. It blasts out chemicals that kill invaders but damage host tissue. And so now what you've got in the modern world, you know, most people are dying of what you might call wear and tear disorders, where the organs, you know, including the brain, basically kind of get filed away by oxidative factors, by these hot inflammatory factors. And the more of those you have running, the more likely you are to succumb to these illnesses. There's a beautiful study, actually, from Africa, from Ghana, showing that in parts of the country where people are still dying at a high rate from infection, if you have forms of genes that increase inflammation, you're more likely to survive into old age, whereas exactly the opposite is true now in parts of the country where there's clean drinking water and people are not dying from infection. So that's, I think, really the crux of the issue. The complicating factor is that, as you were discussing a little bit earlier, there are a number of factors in the modern world that are fairly unique to the modern world that, ironically, are very pro-inflammatory, exactly at a time when we not only do not need inflammation, but it is damaging us. And those things include obesity, maybe heightened psychological stress, the diet that we're eating, lack of sleep. It's amazing how many factors in modernity are pro-inflammatory, and again, when we really don't need them so much anymore.
Well, and both of you are really focused on mental health issues, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about stress. I never realized, I know that stress shortens telomeres, because we've done that show. Mm-hmm. And I know that inflammation shortens telomeres, because we've done that show. But I didn't put together that stress begets an inflammatory response. So let's start with Dr. Miller for a second. How exactly does stress affect the inflammatory response, and how did and where did this come from in evolution? Why was a stressful situation? Why would it require the inflammatory army to get up and get ready?
All right, well, let me take the first question first. I mean, you've really kind of connected the dots there between psychological stress, inflammation, and then changes in telomere length. And I think these are the kinds of connections that ultimately lead to the health consequences that high levels of inflammation have in the body. We don't know exactly how psychological stress activates an inflammatory response. I suggested that there may be some relationship between psychological stress and a leaky gut, such that in the context of psychological stress, the gut becomes more leaky, and there's leakage of bacteria in the bloodstream, and the body reacts to that.
Yeah.
There's also some suggestion that activation of one part of the nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, may actually trigger an inflammatory response. And interestingly, another part of the nervous system called the autonomic nervous, called the parasympathetic nervous system, actually can put a brake on that. So we think that in the context of stress, activation of the sympathetic nervous system can trigger an inflammatory response, where the parasympathetic nervous system is our sort of natural brake. And just to quickly, for your listeners, connect this with exercise, it seems as if those individuals who engage in intense and regular exercise are more likely to engage a parasympathetic nervous system response in the context of stress than a sympathetic. So the two are more paired that way. And that may explain why exercise, to some extent, can buffer this exaggerated inflammatory response that we see to stress.
Dr. Miller, I am a firm believer that the inflammatory response during a stressful situation, regardless of what pathway this occurs, was necessary for our survival. So I'm sitting here, and while you're talking, I'm thinking, okay, so What does stress do? Does stress constrict blood vessels? We know that, you know, the blood needs to move into the viscera to fuel
right.
the organs because we're running from a saber-toothed
yes.
tiger. So
exactly.
what exactly does stress do that would be beneficial?
So
inflammation do during a stressful situation.
Right. So you put your finger right on it. Basically, what the stress does is it primes the immune cells. And at the same time, there is a tremendous amount of trafficking of the immune cells to the skin, where these immune cells, which are now activated, are likely to encounter a wound that
yes.
may come from the saber-toothed tiger that you're running from. So yes, stress is basically preparing the body, sending the immune cells to their battle stations, if
wow.
you will, and preparing the body for attack. And so clearly there is an evolutionary advantage to stress activating the immune system and sending cells to the appropriate places in the body where they can serve the purpose of protection against infection and as well as initiate a wound healing process.
But in today's environment, becoming stressed out because you can't pay your mortgage isn't going to prepare you any better for losing
yeah.
your home, right? You know, right. you're not going to be wounded by the banker, unfortunately, unless you go down there and knock on his door and say,
depends
I'm really mad
on
at
who
you.
Your banker.
Yeah, yeah. We have to take our last commercial break. I've got one other question when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Raison. We're talking about, you know, it always comes back to this. The body is perfect. There's reasons for everything. And once we understand the reasons, we can alter or adjust our environment. This is what has to happen. We have to adjust our environment. This is fascinating to me. This is a fantastic interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes,
I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So I want each of you to kind of answer this next question, because it's really, I understand that your area of work is inflammation and its effect on depressive disorders, but clearly your work really is far-reaching in so many different biological areas today, from insulin resistance. We know there is a inflammatory linkage there. Whether it's corollary or causative, we're unclear. We know that cancer is linked to inflammation. We know that inflammation alters the apoptotic landscape of the body. All of these things are really can also be discussed. But your area of desire is to better understand how inflammation may affect depressive disorder. So what do you hope, and we'll start with you, Dr. Miller, what do you hope that clinicians and lay people will take away from your research?
I think at this point we are very fortunate in that there are available markers in the peripheral blood that anyone can go to their doctor and get measured that will give them a sense of how much inflammation there is in their body. And that test is the C-reactive protein test, or CRP. And so anyone could go to their doctor's office and ask for that. And if their CRP is, I would say, greater than 2 or greater than 3, then they need to seriously start to think about exercise and diet as options to begin to bring the inflammation in their bodies down. As far as psychiatrists are concerned, when we have a depressed patient who has high inflammation as determined by this blood test, having high inflammation may guide our treatments. The inflammation has specific effects on certain parts of the brain. Very much you were making an allusion to Parkinson's disease. Well, inflammation does very much to the brain, as does Parkinson's disease. People become very slowed down. They become very lack of motivation, fatigued. And so someone who is treating a patient might be more likely to give a drug that would be more activating in nature, something that sort of would stimulate the patient. So I think in the long run, being able to know how inflammation influences the brain will help us guide therapy in terms of psychiatry, and will help us guide patients in terms of what they can do on their own to begin to bring their inflammation levels down. And diet and exercise are obviously extremely important.
Well, and I've got to ask you a question, because I'm looking at my most recent blood work that I just got a couple of days ago. My C-reactive protein is 2.31. with the range being 0 to 3, right? Now, listen. I train extreme. I mean, I don't want to go into the weights that I move, because I'm not looking to puff here, but I train like a strong man would train. So is C-reactive protein going to be influenced by just the natural process of my body responding to that kind of a dramatic overload to the body?
I think the important thing would be to get a CRP measure that is far enough away since your last workout session.
That's what I was saying.
Because it may be that if you get your CRP drawn shortly after a workout session, remember there's a considerable amount of muscle damage that occurs in the context of an intense workout. And your body needs to build back, and it's that sort of building back process that allows the body ultimately to contain inflammation. So a lot of it depends on when you got that CRP.
Yeah, I trained the day before. I actually trained legs, which is my heaviest day.
Time. I give yourself at least 3 to 4 days because it stays in the body for a while.
Yeah.
So you're 3 to 4 days to a week.
Okay. All right, Dr. Rahsaan, what do you hope that clinicians and lay people take away from your research here?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of things. First is that I do think the disinflammatory story helps us better understand why something that none of us like, in this case depression, exists. And I think that that's useful for them beginning to think about novel ways for treating it. I clearly think that there are potential anti-inflammatory strategies for treating depression that will become more important. One of the things we found in this big study we did with this very powerful anti-inflammatory called infliximab, though, was that anti-inflammatory treatment may not be for everybody. One of the things that emerged was that the depressed people that had really low levels of inflammation, they not only did they not get a benefit, but they actually did worse than the people on placebo, whereas people that had higher levels of CRP had about as much improvement compared to placebos with a regular antidepressant. There seems to be kind of a U-shaped curve there, right? So I think the fact that this idea that by measuring something like C-reactive protein, you can identify people who have elevations in inflammation in the body and target anti-inflammatory strategies for those people while avoiding it, perhaps, in people that don't have that marker. You know, that's a very new way of thinking about how to treat something like depression. I think that it's hopefully the start of us being able to be more individualizing in how we treat mental disorders in general.
Yeah, I like that. And you know what else this speaks to? This speaks to something that I've been talking about on the show for a long time now. And there's this idiocy out there that just because something is a hindrance to us, that somehow it should be masked or eradicated. And that's akin to your smoke detector going off in the middle of the night and you throwing your shoe at it to knock it off the wall so you can go back to sleep, not thinking to yourself, wait, this is an alarm. This is an alarm. I should address this. The reason that this alarm is going off needs to be addressed. The alarm shouldn't be masked. And you know, when I see television shows for drugs that are masking inflammatory responses without identifying why this inflammatory response is occurring, I it just makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, you want to if you got a broken smoke detector, you want to deal with that, but you'd be so stupid to burn up in the house. You know,
yeah.
The smoke detector.
Yeah, right? And you know what? We have to remember that everything that we were equipped with through this evolutionary journey, which is still evolving, you know, for those of us who think that we stopped evolving at some point, like, oh, we're done now, we're here, you know, which is nonsense. Everything that we are equipped with for a reason. If it's not convenient today, well, then maybe what you're doing today needs to be changed and not the biological tools that you have.
Yeah, so, I tend to agree with that, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look, this is great work. I love this stuff that you guys are doing, and I hope that you'll come back on the show when you have some more to talk about, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you both for making time to be on the show, Dr. Andrew Miller and Dr. Charles Rahsaan. And also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour of today's show. And I want to thank all of you who listen to the show and continue to promote the superhuman nation. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.